I want excellence. I want consistent excellence. And I want to improve as much as I can and as fast as I can. But I do not want perfection. People don't just read what you write or hear what you say. People see what you do. I always want to do everything perfectly. Repeatedly, people told me. Really? Perfectly? What is perfection? What does perfection mean to you? Does perfection mean the absence of any mistakes? Or the no more improvability of things we work on and things we want to create? Honestly, then I'm not sure I even want this. Because I don't want to be perfect at all. Because then there is no more progress possible. Of course, I never intend to make mistakes. I never intend to. But I do. Because I'm human. And in my view, perfection in the business world is paralyzing and agonizingly slow. It costs the most precious resource we have. Time. And therefore, I'm not sure perfection is the right standard. But I'm curious. I'm curious to learn from you. I'm curious to hear your thinking on this topic. Now, let's put this a little bit into context of leadership. What is leadership? You will have your definition. Mine, in a nutshell, is leadership means delivering consistently excellent results by helping others do what's right. And there has been a massive shift in leadership mantras over the last 25 years or so. In the old leadership mantra, when we still had much more time than today available, a mistake was a disaster. In many company cultures, making a mistake almost feels like having initiated the end of the world. In the new leadership mantra, where leadership is no longer hierarchy-based, power-based, top-down, but quality-based, speed-intending, on eye level. In the new leadership mantra, where it's all about helping others do what's right, mistakes are part of wayfinding. They are part of finding your path. So all this was inspired by the month of June, and therefore it's the title of this month's podcast. And I think no matter whether you're a young intern joining the business world just in a year or two down the road, or whether you are a chief executive running an entire corporation, or whether you are a member of a supervisory board and supporting and challenging a CEO, no matter where you are in this leadership world, this question on what's the standard? Is it perfection or is it excellence? I think matters to many of us. But before going any deeper, let's first look back at May. As announced in the March episode, we now post the Leadwolf question of the month once a month, so that you can get even more value, actively participate and share your own thoughts here in the Leadwolf community.
Leadwolf question of the month. Results.
The Leadwolf question of the month of May was, human or wimp? What does humanity mean as a leadership factor? And I'm so delighted to have received feedback from several from you. And I've made a little selection of two that I would like to share with you right now. The first came from Simone in Northern Germany. And she said, quote, Stefan, I am so glad you recorded and shared this podcast. You're so right that in fact, being and feeling human is a very relevant leadership factor. When I feel my boss perceives me as a human and treats me like a human, I'm ready to support, lead, and give my best. But if that is not the case, if my boss treats me like a machine rather than like a human, then I will leave this company, and I have in the past. Unquote. Thank you, Simone. I think you confirm one of the most powerful and sobering facts in this leadership world, which is still today, by far the single most important reason why people and good people leave a company is poor leadership. So leadership matters. It doesn't only reduce your fluctuation cost, but it keeps morale. It's the right thing to do. It's treating others with respect. It's helping others do what's right. And then you'll get rewarded with people who are motivated, who see purpose, who want to give their best rather than just be present. And that is fun for everyone, and that helps your profit growth short, mid and long term. So thank you very much for this first contribution, Simone. And the second statements come from a fan of the Lightwolf podcast, a man who apparently enjoys, and I've had a couple of exchanges with Jochen already, also one-on-one on this topic, Jochen Steg, IT manager at Daimler-Benz. Let me quote Jochen's statements. I try to stimulate the human drivers that drive people forward and enable them to perform at their best. 1. Dedication and commitment. Only employees who are passionate and convinced of a goal will devote their maximum energy to achieving it. 2. Challenge. Man grows with his tasks. It is probably in the nature of mankind to seek challenges and to want to overcome them. However, it's important to ensure achievability, otherwise frustration is inevitable. And 3. Celebrating success. More and more, we tend not to celebrate and enjoy success in this day and age. If we reach 100%, the question of 110% or the next step, the next milestone comes up immediately. As much as this is important for progress and development, we should not forget to reward the efforts to reach a goal with a short moment of pause and the feeling of satisfaction. Unquote. Thank you very much, dear Jochen Steg. And now, for the learning of the month of June, let's zoom into the topic perfection or consistent excellence. Which standard do you exemplify as a Lightwolf? 3 ideas to inspire your thinking on this. 1. Perfection or consistent excellence. What is perfect? I'd be really interested in learning this from you. So please share with me via email, website, LinkedIn, any channel you find. I'd be really curious to learn from you. What is perfection to you? For me, there are 2 things in this life that I personally find perfect. 2 of them, wonderful. The 3rd one, risky, to say the least. First, I love children. I know you can be very happy without. I tend to love them, and I was just blessed to receive 2 children. So I'm a happy father of 2 boys, and I love happy children. And that's, to me, perfect. Seeing happy children is perfect. The 2nd thing I find perfect is Mother Nature. Why? Because Mother Nature finds responses to anything that happens to her, including the things that we, mankind, do to nature. And the 3rd example, admittedly an example I do not recommend to copy, comes from my son Niels, 21, who is a passionate businessman, music man, and mountaineer, who strongly advised, "Dad, we gotta see this movie of this guy who was the first one climbing up El Capitan in Yosemite National Park." And so we did the other day. So we watched a movie, very exciting, of the young man who was the first to climb a horrific mountain, El Capitan, more than 1 kilometer of vertical mountain, free, so without a rope, and solo, meaning alone. El Capitan, free solo. I admit, he had to be perfect to survive. And probably for me, what he did technically was perfect. For me personally, is also an uncalculated risk, which I would never recommend anyone to take. And I think this risk is also wrong to consider in a business context, because it can cost existences, it can cost the existence of a company and the people working in it. So I would never advise doing it. But in a very functional way, I think the work this young man did over those 4 hours climbing up, in my view, must have been perfect. Interestingly, if I had the chance to listen to him, maybe he would even say, this wasn't perfect. I still made 3 or 4 little mistakes climbing up, but they were so small that they didn't matter. Yeah. So I'm curious, but I don't even want to find out. I'm not gonna climb up El Capitan. So these are examples to think about perfection. And until I was 17, I was aiming for perfection. But then I had a very special experience and I made a declaration of independence because I realized, in my view, perfection is neither desirable nor achievable. It's not desirable for me because once we are there, I stop progressing and I want to progress. I want to develop. And I don't think it's achievable because I'm human. If perfection means the absence of mistakes, I cannot achieve it. Why? Because I'm human and humans make mistakes. I don't intend to make them, but you bet I make them. Ask my team. I make mistakes and I'm fine with it. I'm completely and utterly fine with it. So my declaration of independence from perfection at the age of 17 is probably one of the reasons why I'm happy today. I want excellence. I want consistent excellence and I want to improve as much as I can and as fast as I can. But I do not want perfection. And another example that comes to my mind at this very moment is about consistent excellence. And it comes from my second son, Tom, 15 now, rugby player, and more specifically from the Zug rugby coaching team. And a man whose name is James Vertigan, rugby coach, great rugby coach, like all those about 10 coaches. They really do excellent coaching work with this team. No wonder that these boys and girls win very, very consistently and grow visibly. Yeah? So what James has given to my son Tom is something incredibly valuable, yeah? Which is confidence. And that's what Tom once wrote in a German essay about the experience with the rugby team in general, all the coaches in general, and specifically with James. That interaction gave him confidence. And observing how James coached the boys and girls, I once heard him say something very profound, which has to do with consistent excellence. And I'm translating it right into our business language here, in terms of the ladder of mastery for leadership. And it has 4 steps. And you'll see that thinking about it and understanding it doesn't even show up. I presume that you can only achieve even the first step of mastery if you have thought about the topic, reflected about leadership, and understood leadership in theory. My 4 letters of mastery all have to do with doing it. So step 1, do it. Lead. Step 2, lead well, which is different. Step 3, lead consistently well. Every single day. In every single conversation with a client or an employee of your business. Because all these moments are moments of leadership. So step 3, lead consistently well. And step 4, lead consistently well, even under pressure. In my view, winners do not strive for perfection, but for consistent excellence. Happy to debate. Let me know what you think. So my step number 1, my tip number 1 to reflect about, perfection or consistent excellence. Step 2, don't just think or say, but do. Even in the smallest of ways. Keep in mind, your people, when you are leading, no matter whether you're leading 1 or 150,000 people, keep in mind, people don't just read what you write or hear what you say. People see what you do. So, ensure consistency in your daily actions, in your daily leadership performance. And if you'd like to learn this, and if you'd like to share that learning with the people around you, then I have a suggestion for you. I'd like to make you aware of the new LightWolf Academy. The new LightWolf Academy is a very simple one-year access to the most practical, impactful tools to master leadership. You can learn how to become the best leader you can possibly be by joining the LightWolf Academy. It contains my very best knowledge from 30 years of leadership experience, from first-time leader leading 6 people to being a European board member leading 12,000 employees all over Europe. Here in the LightWolf Academy, you train together with me for an entire year the few decisive things that you really need as a leader, the most important practical tools about self-leadership, leading your boss, leading your employees, leading teams, leading leaders, and leading strategically. All supported with 6 times per year an hour of live coaching. And if this offer interests you, if you'd like to work with me rather than just listening here in the LightWolf podcast, then please click into the podcast description here in the podcast text below, or look at my website at stefanhohmeisterleadership.com. The first part, top left, is the access to the LightWolf Academy. And it would be my big pleasure if soon you decided to book and to join the LightWolf Academy. So my second tip for today's topic, don't just think or talk about it, but do it. Live your standards of quality. And tip number 3, never, 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 never give up. What is this? I think this is the most spectacular quote I've ever heard about Winston Churchill, the very impactful, historic leader who led England through probably the worst of times in World War II and successfully led the nation to get out of this with an impressive leadership that at that time was probably close to perfection. And when years after World War II ended, he was invited to give a speech about a certain topic at a university, he took a train, probably drove for a few hours, arrived, and then people probably expected an inspiring, deep, meaningful, and long keynote. And here is, anecdotally, what happened. Winston Churchill goes on stage, thanks his hosts politely for being invited, greets the audience, and just says, "If you want to learn how to succeed, then never, 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 never give up. Thank you, everybody, and good night." And he goes off stage. And I guess this whole ceremony probably didn't take more than 30 seconds. And it probably was also so impactful because it was so short. It stuck in my mind. I'm sharing it with you because of this high relevance and brevity, which I think is another tip, another input, another food for thought when you think about your standards of performance, your standards of excellence. Never, 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 never give up. A great way to deal with setbacks. And now we've prepared something exciting for you again for next month.
LightWolf question of the month.
Which standard do you live by? So I'm really curious to learn from you how you set standards of performance and standards of excellence. And maybe your thought, your quote, will be shared next month here in the LightWolf podcast. So please write an email, contact me on LinkedIn, on any channel. I'd really like to understand how you define standards of excellence and performance for yourself and for your organization. And if you like the way I'm sharing my tips here on strategy, on leadership, on change here in the LightWolf podcast, then please feel free to subscribe to it. Every single week we are sharing more, both in German and in English. There is now more than 10,000 people in here listening, contributing, joining every single month. And the number of participants doubles every year without us spending any money, any single euro on advertising. So join us. If you could please leave me a written feedback in the podcast description, that would be highly appreciated. And if there is any relevant question that is matters to you in your business about strategy, leadership, change, maybe also to innovation, where I also have a little bit of experience, then please drop it. And then maybe your question becomes a headline or a key thought in one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. For today, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your time. And I already now look forward to the next time that you meet me here, that you participate here in this conversation in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Lightwolf Stefan.